up above us, way up the hill, what I could describe is it was a whoop sound, but it was just loud, like whoop. I mean, but it was like so loud you could feel it in your chest.
Welcome back to Bigfoot Society. In this episode, we talked to an Oregon hunter who had many interesting things happen to him over the years. What was it that he heard up on the hill that day? And what happened to him afterwards that made him leave that campsite so quickly? Find out this and more in this episode of Bigfoot Society. All right, we've got Ian here with us today. Ian is from the state of Oregon. How's it going today, Ian?
It's going good, good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Just hanging out on a nice Sunday. We just got a few inches of snow out here in Iowa, and I'm excited to hear. You know, we were talking on Facebook, and you said you've got a few encounter/stories about Bigfoot from your time out there in Oregon. So I am definitely excited to hear those, and I'll let you get right into it.
Okay. So, I live in Oregon, and I've been a hunter all my life. I've always hunted. And about, I don't know, 15 years ago, probably, when I first started dating my wife, we were doing a lot of camping. And I was really into bear hunting at the time, spring bear hunting. So I would plan these camping trips around where we could camp and I could go hunt. And we were over on the McKenzie side of McKenzie River area of Oregon. And we were camping, and I left the camp to go hunting. And it was spring bear hunt. So really nice weather. And I knew a spot where there was lots of bear sign, and I kept trying to get in there and get one. And I was hiking down this road to get to this clearing, and it's way up in the mountains, high elevation. And I was trying to get to this clearing, and I stopped and I relieved myself, and I kept going until I got to the spot where I figured I'd see bears. And I didn't have any luck. So on the way back, it was getting dusk. And I passed where I had went to the bathroom. And the wind shifted into my face. And I smelt, the smell that I smelt was, I took it as a threat. It was not like, I mean, I got scared as soon as I felt it. It just like chilled me. I was like, oh my God, what is this? And it was close, whatever it was, I was walking down the road, and it kind of turned to the left. And in front of me, it was just kind of a wall of thicket of bushes and trees, and I couldn't see anything in it. And it smelled like, I can say, like a death, a wet dog. It's just awful, just an awful smell. It was like, bam, right in your face, like something just let it out like a skunk, you know, but it was way worse than a skunk. And it freaked me out. I had no idea. I didn't even think of that it could be Bigfoot. I didn't know what it was. And I got back to the camp, and I was telling my wife about this story, and she said, oh, that was probably Bigfoot. And I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, it probably was. So that was pretty much the first experience, and I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything. But that got me really thinking about Bigfoot. And I believe I reported it to like BFRO or I don't know what, or the Oregon, one of the Oregon Bigfoot sites. So that was the first experience. And so that same area was really good hunting. And we were going to come back that same year, me and some friends would go deer hunting in the fall. So we were back in there about October. And it was when I was hunting previously, it was spring. So I think it was about May. So we were back in October hunting deer, and we were real close to the spot that we were going to hike in, and where I saw the bears, we were close to that spot, and we found a camp spot, and we got out of the car, we're checking it out, and we're like, well, let's go hunting, and then we'll set up camp. It was morning, it was real early morning. So we got out of the truck, and we heard up above us, way up the hill, what I could describe as it was a whoop sound, but it was just loud, like whoop. I mean, but it was like so loud you could feel it in your chest. And I was like, oh my God, what? You know, that, and I was like, that has to be Sasquatch, you know. And my friend that was with me, total skeptic, he wouldn't even entertain the idea that it could be Bigfoot. And it just blew my mind. I'm like, can you hear that? What is that? He's like, I don't know, but it can't be Bigfoot.
That's interesting. Real quick. So like, he didn't have an idea of what it could be, but he was like, no, definitely not Bigfoot. Not a chance.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
And I was asking him, I'm like, what is it? And he's like, well, it could be a person. I'm like, that's no person. You can feel it's so loud. You can feel the vibration. He just would not entertain the idea that it was a Bigfoot. Then the next day we went back to the same spot. Exact same thing happened. I should have recorded it. I mean, it didn't even cross my mind. We weren't looking for Sasquatch. You know, we were hunting. And exact same thing happened twice, 2 days in a row. It might've been three. I can't remember. But we even drove up to where I hear the sound getting around, and it's just jungle over there. It's Oregon coastal jungle. It's like so hard to hunt in. You can't see anything. You gotta find like clear cuts and stuff. And but yeah, that was so we heard him, and that got me really thinking about Sasquatch and researching it. And I started watching all the shows, you know, and you know, I'm like, these I was watching the Bigfoot, I don't know, that Bigfoot show, you know, Bobo and all those guys, and they were trying to make that whooping sound. And I was like, man, they're not getting it. I don't think it almost sounds like a gorilla or something. It's just so guttural and deep, you know? So, yeah. So that was the second experience. And that was, 15 years ago, probably. And then probably a few years after that, I was turkey hunting in a spring. This was a different area. It was along the same highway. It's a highway that goes up over the mountains and over on the west side of Oregon. So it was in the same spot, but it was off the same mountain, but it was probably 50, 60 miles from that spot. And so I was turkey hunting, and I had a new truck and a brand new trailer, like a $25,000 camping trailer. And I was just so excited to go out and use it. And so I went out there by myself turkey hunting on Green Ridge, and it was nighttime when I got up there, and I was trying to find a spot to set up camp. And I just pulled up, find a good spot. I'm like, it was all along the road on the top. I'm like, there's nobody out here. I'm just going to camp here and run my generator and watch a movie and then go to sleep. So I was running the generator, watching my movie, laying in my bed. And it sounded like an elephant stomped on the ground outside of the trailer. Just, I mean, just everything shook, scared the hell out of me. I got up, I had a 45, I cocked it, and I snuck outside, looked around, shut off the generator. I mean, I couldn't see nothing, but I was freaked out. And I was like, okay, did I imagine that? What was that? I couldn't think of, I'm like, what happened? I couldn't figure it out. I turn the generator back on. I go back, lay down, I'm watching my movie, and I hear smack right behind my head. Something threw a big boulder at my, probably a basketball sized boulder at the back of my camp trailer, put a huge dent in it. I went out there with my 45 and I shut the generator off and I ran to my, to my cab, fired it up and left. It was scary.
Wow. So
yeah,
that's nuts. I mean, so you immediately were like, I'm out of here. No questions asked. Something just yeah. through a huge rock, dented my trailer. I'm out of here.
Oh yeah. It was wow. terrifying.
Have you ever gone back to that area?
I have. And we stopped hunting there because the turkeys, there were a lot of turkeys up there, and I don't happen to them. They all disappeared. They're not there anymore. They were planted up there by the Oregon Department of Fish and Game. They were there for a long time, and the turkeys, I don't know what happened to them. They got hunted out, or, you know, predators killed them or something. So we stopped going. And I haven't really been back up there for quite a while. I mean, we did go back up there and try hunting a couple times, but never had any more experiences like that. And I didn't see anything again. So I can't say it was Sasquatch or it was Bigfoot, but I don't know what else it could be.
I mean, what else is going to throw a huge rock and, you know, dent the side of your trailer yeah. and make the ground shake like an elephant because it did a huge stomp? Or, I mean, it's just, there's only one thing that leads to that I can think of. I don't see a bear doing that, but.
No. Yeah. And it was very threatening. I mean, very threatening and scary. And, I have my 45 pistol, but I didn't feel equipped.
Yeah, no,
I'm leaving.
I don't think you would. You probably made the right call. Something was aggressively trying to mess with your trailer, at least get you out of there. Who knows what the next step would have been.
Yeah.
Have you ever checked to see if there's other sighting reports in that area?
I haven't. I haven't. I should, though. I mean, my first experience is there's quite a bit of sightings over on that side.
Really?
Over on the McKenzie Pass. There's a lot of them. Yeah. But I haven't checked on the Green Ridge area, but I will. I'll look at it. I'm curious now.
And I would assume you check in probably the BFRO website or the Facebook groups or.
Yeah. The only way I've looked is at the BFRO one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been back to the McKenzie Pass area?
Yeah, I've been back there a lot.
Okay.
I love that area. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's wild. Oh, man. Especially because in that first account, you're saying it happened 2 days in a row. That's just, it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, when he was whooping. Making that noise that was two, it might even been 3 days in a row. It was, there was something there, wasn't leaving. And I thought it was probably hunting the same deer we were hunting was my guess. And maybe he was telling us to leave.
Let's say you're out hunting again. It sounds like you're a guy, you're hunting many different types of animals out there. You're all over the place. What would you do if you come around a corner and there's one right there? Like, this isn't a sound that's out in the corner. Or this isn't a stone that's or a rock that's being thrown at you. Like, this is a face to face. Like, have you ever thought, like, what would I do in that situation if I'm out hunting and this happens?
I have. Yeah. And I would just relish the moment. I think I don't even think I would take a picture. I think I would just be like, wow, I got to see one. I've heard a guy saying to shoot one, but I wouldn't shoot one. I mean, I think they're smarter than we are, way smarter than we are. I'd love to just see one, though. I mean, that's kind of, it's on my bucket list.
You have any idea of what kind of creature they actually are out there? Is that something you thought about as well?
Yeah. I'm not sure. They're almost spiritual, like a spiritual creature. Everybody, all the skeptics are like, why can't you get a good picture? Why can't you get a picture? I think they do something to your camera. I think they do something to digital cameras. I honestly do. I've thought about taking like an analog camera, maybe like a, old film camera or something, and see if that makes any difference. But I think there's I think they're smart. They can affect. I think they can affect your digital devices somehow. Yeah, and I'm almost. I'm not sure what they are. I don't know if they're like a. They may just be like another another version of humans that are just so so in touch with nature, so close to the earth that they can do stuff like camouflage themselves or mess with your camera because they understand, you know, whatever it is that spiritual that we don't understand. I mean, maybe I don't know. I don't know. I've thought about it. I think they're pretty amazing creatures, whatever they are.
Oh, no doubt. And the cool thing is that there's no wrong answers for it, no matter what anyone right. out there says. You know, it's we can't prove that it's not an ape or not some type of humanoid or some portal jumping creature. We can't prove anything yet. Ian, this has been a very interesting story, and I have a feeling that if you keep going out in these areas in Oregon, you're gonna run into something else again too. It sounds like the areas yeah. you're going are pretty remote areas. And I'd say keep me up to date with if anything else happens. But it's been been fun chatting with you for a few minutes, and thank you for sharing what has happened to you so far.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you for the invite on here.
You can share your Bigfoot encounter with me by sending an email to BigfootSociety@gmail.com. Become a supporting member of Bigfoot Society by going to patreon.com/TheBigfootSociety. Thank you for listening.